And I'd like now to welcome Terry Jones. He's president and CEO of Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts, and his new book is Road Trip, A Photographer's Journey to America's National Parks. He will be at Collected Works Bookstore tonight, Wednesday, the 2nd of May, at 6 in the evening, and he'll be giving a slideshow and presentation on this new book. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Mary Charlotte.
So this is a book of photographs. It's not just of the national parks, but all sorts of people and places and things that you encountered on your trip. Was there any set of themes or subjects that you wanted to photograph, or did you just, like, go on the road and...
Well, you know, it had been one of those lifelong dreams. I had read, like many people, Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie when I was in college. And, you know, like many people, you think, well, I'm going to do that someday. And life intervenes, and you do all the other things that you do in life and never got around to it. So, I mean, what I was trying to do was, and I did it solo. I drove entirely by myself. And it was really a chance to explore not only the country and not only the national parks that I dearly love, but also to kind of explore oneself, to kind of go inside myself and see what it's like to be alone, to see what it's like to make every decision. And so, you know, there was no art director there with anybody saying, oh, gee, that's a great shot, you ought to get that one, or let's drive there today, or let's stay here tonight. You made all those decisions, and it really is kind of an eye-opening sensation to be alone for all of that time and to have the freedom to make those decisions. So I think it really was capturing the spirit of the road trip. I mean, I really think it's what it's about. And we very specifically say, yes, we're going to the national parks, but it's as much about the trip as it is about being in those parks.
That's the kind of trip that you do, or at least that I was doing when I was in my 20s. You know, you get in the car and you don't have too much stuff with you and you stop wherever you want to, and there is indeed a sense of freedom. How did your family feel about not being invited along?
Well, I guess the good thing is my children are grown now, so they're out doing those things themselves, and they have their own families. And you know, I did talk a long time with my wife about it, and we have a great time together when we travel together. But it is such a different experience, and this was given as a sabbatical. The board at the Wolf Trap Foundation had given me the sabbatical to have some time off and basically to do what I wanted, to explore what I wanted. And I think we both decided that was, you know, doing it alone gave you a very different perspective than you know, traveling with someone where you have dialogue and, you know, you're very focused. It's when you're alone, you're just very focused on what you're doing, which as a photographer, that helps to be that focused and that sort of intensely aware of what's going on around you.
So did you stop a lot? Did you have long stretches? I mean, what would you see, for example, that would cause you to stop the car and start a photographic project?
Well, you know, one of my favorites is one of those old sort of road Indians. I was in Maine, of all places. It was at the beginning of the trip, and there was a photograph of this, you know, I don't know what he was, 20-foot tall Indian. It's the kind of thing you saw on the road a lot. Now, it was, you know, I was traveling in Maine. I was driving from Boston, you know, up to the parks in Massachusetts and in Maine and obviously ending up at Acadia National Park. And so I actually drove by it. It's one of those things that, you know, you drove by it and you kind of did that double take and you look back at it and you're going, wow, I think I'm going to try to shoot that, because it was this huge figure just standing by the road. I have no idea. I assume at some point it was, you know, to attract customers to a restaurant or something. It really didn't have any signage with it. So it was that kind of thing that you would see and just say, hey, that's interesting, let's stop. And, you know, sometimes those things turned into a good photograph, and sometimes they were just, you know, another snapshot, if you will. So that's what I look for. As far as how long, you know, I mean, I did travel. I drove a lot. I mean, I was there obviously getting sunrises. I was up for every sunrise, and I was catching golden hours at sunsets. And I actually tried not to drive much after dark, which is how I think I was able to sustain the pace, was to be able to, you know, drive, catch my last shots of the day as the sun was setting or in early twilight, and then literally I just drive and find a motel after that, you know, whatever was available.
Did you do any camping?
No, I didn't. You know, I took on the first leg of the trip, and I actually I crisscrossed through Santa Fe because obviously we have a home in Santa Fe, and so I did crisscross through there, and so I did get to see my wife and so forth at that time. But so on the first leg, I did take camping stuff. I was in a hybrid Tahoe, Chevy Tahoe, and so we'd kind of equipped it so that I could, thinking I might just get in between somewhere and not be able to find a place to stop. So I was equipped to do it, but I didn't. The answer is I did not camp. We enjoy camping when we're out on our own vacations, but I had so much equipment with me. I mean, I obviously had several cameras and computer equipment and, you know, did downloads every night. And so, you know, to have all of that and to camp wouldn't have made for, I think, a very good situation.
Yeah, right. Well, I was just wondering because there's a number of photographs of wildlife and animals and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And I thought, oh, you know, where did you, I mean, that's the kind of thing where you basically, I think, have to stand pretty quietly for quite a while.
Yeah, you do, and I did. I mean, I found that one of the things I would do, and one of the things you find if you don't already know this, or people who are listening don't know this, is that the rangers at the national parks are just marvelous people, and they really love what they do, and they really know a lot about those parks. And so if you stop and ask them or talk to them and say, you know, gee, I'm really looking for, you know, where are the deer running? Where are the bison? You know, are they in this area? What area? And they'll tell you. And yeah, you can go and you'll find those. The other thing is the time of day. Obviously, if you get up early morning, you know, you're going to find a lot more of that. The mountain goat at Mount Rushmore, that was a very early morning. I was actually waiting for the sun to sort of fully get up and then do Mount Rushmore itself. I climbed to the top of George Washington's head. But so you find them at the right place at the right time, and I did have advice from National Park Service rangers who helped me do that.
Are there any photographers who are particular inspirations to you?
Well, I mean, the usual, you know, the Ansel Adams, you know, those kinds of people that you love to look at over and over again. I think those are the photographers that mean a lot to me. So, you know, whether it's a Thomas Moran or an Ansel, Ansel Adams or whoever. What I do is love to go back to a photograph. And so, you know, it can be a wide range. And for me, it's not just landscape. It's not just architecture. It's people. It's costume. Shoes. I mean, I love looking at shoes. I mean, one of the fascinating things I do when I'm out at fairs or places walking around, I'll actually, you know, shoot people, you know, boots, shoes, whatever they may have on. It was just fascinating to watch that. So going back to photographers who can capture that and also capture detail is I think important to me. Just seeing, you know, just seeing it from an angle that you don't normally get to see something is always fascinating.
We're talking to Terry Jones about his new book, Road Trip, A Photographer's Journey to America's National Parks. Do you feel like when you go to a place that you've been before and that you know well and that you have some history with, that you photograph differently there than some place that you're encountering for the first time?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know. Not many people ask that question. I think the answer is yes, because obviously many of the parks in the West, the Utah parks in particular, I've been to many times, I've photographed many times. And I do think you look more intensely when you're, you know, because you know what's there to be seen. And so it's, again, trying to find that perspective of something that you haven't seen or that's not the expected. And so trying to find that, I think that's what you do when you go. I mean, I did 88 of the, well, at that time there were 395 parks, now there's 397, but so I did 88 of them. Many I went to for the first time, and there is sort of an adjustment. I mean, one of my favorite surprises was a small park, a historical park in Vermont called Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historical Park. It was a rainy day. I had never been there, even though I'd been to Vermont a number of times and actually even run a theater in Vermont, but I had never been to this park, and so I didn't know what to expect. And it was raining. I'm going, oh, it's not going to be a great day. I'm, you know, probably going to breeze through this and so forth. I was so fascinated. This is an amazing park. And, of course, the rain actually just made for a perfect setting of it. And it's, you know, it's all about this is what I learned in this historical park. And that's the other thing on a trip like this. You learn a lot that you didn't know about this country. You know, when they settled Vermont, they basically took down all the trees. I mean, now you go to Vermont, there's lots of trees. You think, oh, this is a beautiful forested area. Well, it was basically deforested when the farmers went in, took it all down. The marshes and the Billings, over a period of years, reforested Vermont. It was really their efforts. And so to understand that, and it's an active farm and forest and historical park now, and you just learn so much from being there. But I just captured these amazing images of trees in the wet and so forth. And so I think that kind of thing is the great surprise when you go someplace and say, oh, guys, this isn't going to be a great day. And then you find something that just captures your imagination.
Now, you are the president and CEO of Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts. Tell us a little bit about Wolf Trap before we go, because that's also a national park. Is that correct?
It is a national park, yeah. It is. It's America's only national park for the performing arts. And obviously that was part of the connection to me doing my sabbatical work in these other national parks. What it's best known for is a 7,000-seat amphitheater that does a wide range of performance from May through the middle of September, and we do everything from the National Symphony Orchestra to Jackson Brown and Train. I mean, you know, and jazz. I mean, Tony Bennett's on our board. He performs here. Bill Cosby. So you have the whole range of entertainment, and it was started by Catherine Feline Schaus, and she donated the farmland that created that park over 40 years ago now. And it's just a great space. We also have a vibrant education programs, particularly in early childhood education, and we have a very strong environmental program. So one of the fascinating things for me is back in 2000, I helped create the program called Face of America, which is a multimedia performance program where we commission new dance and new music, and we actually take it into the national parks, and we create site-specific work that we capture on high-definition video. We bring back that video and the live performers and do a multimedia event on stage at Wolf Trap, which then again is captured on high-definition. And then the latest television iteration of this was on Great Performances Dance in America a few years back. So there is a real tie through Wolf Trap for me to the national parks, which made this particular trip even more meaningful.
Terry Jones is president and CEO of Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts. The book is called Road Trip, A Photographer's Journey to America's National Parks. Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And once again, Terry Jones will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore and showing slides tonight at 6 o'clock right here in Santa Fe.